Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
SWAT attacks home school mom for refusing to force med the child. They forced vaccinations earlier on her. She'd been homeschooled until middle school. Even the Detroit Free Press and others report she had an excellent record in the community, known as upstanding, no criminal record, but her motherly natural instincts kicked in when the school demanded they put her on an unapproved psychotropic drug. When she got a court order from Wayne County Circuit Court that it was an experimental drug and that the school could not force her to take it, the CPS said, "We got men in black uniforms. Forget the courts. Launch attack!" And that's how it works. And the standoff ended, the 10 to 12 hour standoff ended, there's different reports, when a judge told her over the phone and as well, I should probably just read this article here instead of just picking through it here. She sought help from the Children's Center, an organization claiming to help families with at-risk children. Of course, they just called the CPS. The school did, and told relatives that medications ordered by the doctor worsened symptoms, including behavioral problems. When she refused, the mother refused to give her child the prescribed medication. Child Protective Services became involved. CPS obtained a warrant to remove the child because the mother reportedly refused to surrender the child to the state. Police claim the mother discharged a firearm in her apartment during the standoff, and that's when SWAT team was called in. Her attorney, Allison Fulmar, that's who we got to get a hold of, claims her client never shot at police. Notice the news didn't get that quote for you. In a report in the Voice of Detroit, which reports that the police sent the Detroit Special Response Team officers who descended on the home with a tank and assault weapons. Video footage shows individual officers stalking and staking out the house, taking over behind trees with their weapons, as in a military operation, reports Health Impact Daily News. The Detroit News reports that the mother has an excellent reputation in her community, and during a 10-hour standoff, many people from the community offered to help with the negotiations, including ministers and community activists. Wayne Circuit Judge Deborah Thomas finally convinced the mother to surrender with the promise her daughter would be turned over to the relatives. And, of course, the same judge had issued the order they couldn't drug her. We don't care about judges. We got uniforms and machine guns. Family members, however, say the girl was grabbed by the state regardless of the promise. Well, the government promises. You can bet it ain't going to happen. They just ignored the judge. The mother, God Boldo, was arraigned Sunday before the 36th District Magistrate, Sidney Barthwell, Jr., on charges of firing a weapon in a dwelling. So it's not that they even say that she shot at the cops. She shot in the house, and that's denied. Felonious assault, resisting and obstructing an officer, and use of a firearm in the commission of a felony. Her bond was set at $500,000. I remember the Branch Davidians were found not guilty of shooting at police and arson, but then they were found guilty of using firearms in the commission of a crime, though no other crime was, there was no other conviction for another crime. And when the Supreme Court ruled that all of the Davidians be released, they weren't released for many years. See, this is how corrupt the system is. Just, I see a little trick there they're doing. I'm shocked by the amount of bond. I never dreamed it would be set so high. She wouldn't be free to care for her daughter, said an outraged Deborah Thomas. Child Protective Services was trying to force her child to take a dangerous medication against her will. We have been able to get a court order signed by Wayne County Circuit Judge stating that the administration of the drug, which is not approved by the FDA in such cases. That's why they put her in Hawthorne so they could dope her up, family attorney Allison Fulmer told the media. This case is yet another example of CPS working in league with the police in order to kidnap children. She was obviously an excellent mother and not a threat to the police. The fact that they sent a tank to her apartment is more evidence that the state will react in a violent, knee-jerk fashion when its authority is challenged. Yeah, it's about breaking our will. So there you go. First they line, shoot her up with vaccine. Suddenly she starts having problems because of it. That's even in the vaccine inserts that can cause that. Then they want to dope her up. She doesn't want to dope her up. Here comes the SWAT team. We'll teach you. We'll be right back. Your phone call straight ahead, 800-259-9231.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body.
Lose weight.
It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
if you want it, here it is, come and get it, but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open the phones up, but I wanted to finish up with what I was covering at the end of the hour. This girl was born. Her foot was deformed. They amputated it. Then she was homeschooled till middle school. Great grades, swimming, dancing. Her mother, well-known in the community, even the Detroit Free Press is saying no criminal record, upstanding member of the community. She wanted to go to public school to have more friends. Put her in there. Then they said, you got to have vaccinations. Obviously bullied the mom into that. That's not the law. But the news reported it like it was. More fraud. She suddenly starts to be angry, have headaches. That's one of the classic descriptions of side effects. Of course, that's really the main effect is what they want to do. And so they said, well, now we want to put her on experimental antipsychotics. And she even got a judge's order saying, no CPS, you can't. CPS said, we don't care. Sent police to take her, to put her in some type of mental ward. The police claim she shot a gun inside the house. They come and grab her. And here it is. A mother cornered with her child, not wanting to hand it over to the state. They're like, well, it's the law. No, a judge had ordered them to not drug her. But the CPS didn't care because this girl was disabled. Now mentally, thanks to their shots and physically, they can get, on average, 4 times more in federal and state aid through the different little government and private centers they put them in than they can for a child who doesn't have disabilities. That's why 69% of Texas foster children, WOAI Radio and TV did a report 2 years ago on it, but it turns out that's the national average as well, are given psychological designations and are put on drugs, 60%+. Because the money goes ding, 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 jing, jing, jing. You know, the big floodgates of money pop open once this gets rolling. So that's why they were going after her. She was a plum goodie for them. And it's just that's why schools lie and say it's the law, you got to take vaccines. You're like, well, I know you've got a waiver form, and that's a waiver form for something that isn't even the law. You just asked for me to fill that out with the health department. It's not a request. You absolutely have to comply. They'll say, okay, here's the waiver form. But they'll play dumb because the federal government, if they don't get almost all the children vaccinated through the guidelines, they don't get their federal money. And the feds don't want you vaccinated because they care about you, folks. They've been caught worldwide. The White House science czar has written about it, spiking the vaccines. They've been caught over and over again. Remember, this is a federal government for now close to 90 years, forcibly sterilizing people in the U.S. up until the late 1980s. They set up the family courts for sterilization. They were called eugenics, racial hygiene courts. Hitler got all his ideas from the U.S. and England. That's all mainline history if you go research it. They're not real courts. They have no force behind them but SWAT teams. And that they color of law con you. And so they operate through this fraud, and they know exactly what they're doing. And it's the health departments through the federal government, even though they're, quote, county, that tell the hospital, oh, it's a law. You got to take blood from that baby for a blood test we want to do. Goes to a DNA data bank. Going on for 39 years, almost 40. I mean, the health departments are federal operations of criminality. That doesn't mean all of the people at the health department, food inspectors or, somebody with animal control are. But the original founding of health departments was for the family courts that do not have due process in the name of protecting the children. Before that, there were regular courts, regular due process. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. And I got a bunch of financial news, a bunch of news on Obama's tax speech that won't do anything to get rid of the deficit. The Republicans slashing welfare will do nothing for it. You got to get rid of the big mega banks or nothing will be fixed. Leo in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have a question for you. And it has to do with the BRICS that you're talking to Mr. White brought before. I'm a Brazilian national. And my question is, everyone wants to be like America. All the countries want to reach the standard of living, right? Everyone. And if you go there, I was born there, it's not even close. So my question is, based on the law of supply and demand, wouldn't the prices of everything go high, much higher and higher and higher and ever higher if all the countries want to be like America? Isn't that true? Brazil wants to be just as rich. And so does India, so does China, all these countries. So,
well, let's be clear. America became rich because it had the highest standard of liberty and property rights. We're now become the greatest debtor nation in the world. So if nations think they want to be like us, they want to be like the old America. They don't want to be like this one.
That's right. I agree with you. But when you go out there and you talk to the people, that's what they want to do. They want to have all this infrastructure. They want to buy, Toyota Corollas for cheap and have their homes. And that's not the case. So my question is, when it comes to supply and demand, wouldn't the prices of oil and metals and all that go higher automatically because all these countries are also, leeching from the same supply?
Well, as certain materials get more expensive, they can just find alternate materials. And generally, through a long curve supply and demand, if you really study history, not so much the Keynesian version of it, if you study it, then it creates competition. But yes, if you don't have true free market, true competition, if you have oligopolies, duopolies, combines, monopolies, then prices do necessarily go up, quality goes down. But I don't think that actually Brazil doing better will make us do better. The U.S. doing better will make Germany do better. China doing better will make us do better if it's a level playing field. But it's not a level playing field when our government is run by globalists who own the factories on record in Brazil and China. And so 2 years ago or a year and a half ago with the bailout of GM and others, it was in the news. $1.5 billion to help start a GM plant in Brazil. Taxpayer money. $2 billion to build one in China. $2 billion, or was it $3 billion, for one in Eastern Europe, controlled by Russia. So, again, these globalists have invested in the emerging markets and then done inside deals to not just set up higher taxes and regulation here so we can't compete, but also to get actual bailout money to themselves, and then they take it to Brazil, not because they care about the Brazilian people, but so they can build them cheaper. Now, you know, if they could already go down there and build them cheaper, and then Brazil would be built up, and we get a little bit better deal. But instead, it's super, super cheaper, and so then we can't compete. And so it's just incredible. Anything else?
I'm just really just curious on that issue. But that's good enough. Good talking to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. It was true liberty. I mean, not perfect, but the greatest expression ever that this country, for its first 160 years or so, 155 years or so, had zero inflation. Money stayed the same value. Zero inflation in the aggregate. And on average, a 10 and change, I forget the exact number, 10 plus growth rate a year, like China's having. Now with their cookbooks, they say a 3% growth rate on average. I mean, look, the West is so dead and so socially reprobate and so decadent, and we don't even have our instinct to breed. The Japanese are the same. The Europeans are the same. Anybody that – it's a paradox. Liberty and ingenuity and intelligence creates incredible wealth. Then your kids become spoiled brats. Their kids become little spoiled tyrants. Those kids become – their kids become homeless and become enslaved. I mean, if you read the Bible, even if you don't believe in God or whatever, it's a history of what happened in the Middle East. And the more and more they do archaeology, the more they understand it. It's one of the most accurate, you know, history books out there. Because, you know, they get other histories by the Romans and others, and it mirrors exactly, just from a different perspective, what was being said and done. And look at what happened to Israel. Every few hundred years, they would get uppity, get decadent, would forget their roots, and they'd get captured and enslaved. And the prophets were always there saying, we're going to go over the edge of a cliff, we're going to be enslaved, we become corrupt, our kids are lazy, we're dumb, we've forgotten what made us strong, boom, enslaved. And folks, it's the same throughout history. All right, let's go to another call here. That was an important question, but I got to get to other people here. Sean in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Good talk to you.
Welcome.
I've got a little request for you, if it's possible. We have a girl that's a good patriot, a friend of ours in the networks online, and she's doing a international strike. Have you heard of that this weekend?
I've heard a lot of people launching international strikes and don't pay your taxes days and a lot of different organizations we've promoted.
Yeah, don't buy, don't comply, she's saying. It's UnitedWeStrike.com. It'd be a marathon radio show for 2-3 days.
Is that the lady I've had on?
I'm not sure if Karen's been on your show or not, but I would recommend her.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I've had a lot of folks on, and I think, you know, overall, we need to reach out basically in an educational way. And if we're ever going to have a big strike day, we need to build towards it. You know, to really show the system the power of the people. The problem is, as long as the globalists control the issuance of currency and credit, and that they get first use of the money and then can loan it out at interest, that's manufacturing wealth for them out of nothing. That's why the globalists can get away with such incredibly insane, corrupt things, is because they control the money machines. All right, David, Martin, Charles, Josh, others, we're getting to everybody. I got a bunch of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. Gold, just surging. Same thing with silver. It is all coming up today. And I'm going to get into some more on Fukushima. TEPCO confirms Reactor 4 spent fuel pool is now an uncontrolled open fission process. That's Chernobyl. Much of northern Japan now unlivable due to nuclear radiation. It's all coming up.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda in the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Okay, let's go to David in Pennsylvania. David, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
I've got a whole page of things I can talk about, but I guess the whole CPS, social services, homeschooling thing is kind of at the top of my list, and that's just it's driving me nuts. I was actually homeschooled for 12 years back in the 80s. I'm homeschooling my children, but it's something that I think every parent out there needs to consider you mentioned yesterday, I think it was, or maybe it was last Friday, about how the cost of not being in public school can be a big barrier. But listen, everybody, you just can't afford to let people do this to your children. And you got to figure out however you can do it. Even if it's not mom coming home to work, there are ways to make it work. So many of us, you know, dad, you can help at night. You don't have to do it in the morning. You got to get your kids out of school. We had a real quick, Alex, I want to share something that happened to us. We have a situation where my oldest daughter is actually my wife's first daughter. She's my stepdaughter. And so CPS actually came at the father's allegations for some false things years ago. And interestingly, their tactics have always been guerrilla. This was in Virginia, but I assume they train them this way everywhere. When the lady came to our house, she came to the driveway. We're watching out the window. She parked in our driveway in the normal area where everyone would park. I mean, the way this driveway was set up, it was obvious where you're supposed to park. She sat there for a couple seconds in her car, and then she adjusted her car, reparked it sideways behind our vehicle as close as she could get to our car so that there was no possible way we could get out of the driveway. And it was just remarkable, her whole mentality of this.
Well, that's like a lot of the census workers will bust in houses, come at 10, 11 at night. They've had cases where they call SWAT teams. If you don't talk to them, they end up killing people. There's been a few cases of that last year. I mean, because they're giving people that don't have any training in the law, the Bill of Rights, police procedure, quasi-police powers. It's the same thing with CPS. And a lot of cops go overboard with the power they've got, and they've been trained a lot more and are sworn officers. These people aren't, and it's the CPS just operate. I have covered CPS cases where they don't even fill out the child's name right, their age right. They'll just use old forms from other cases to file with the courts because they just operate under a predatory federal funding system where they have quotas to get more and more children.
That's right. And their whole system is designed to try to trap you. They even told us, we were interviewed by someone, a psychological evaluator, to evaluate our fitness as parents. And we went in naively trying to just be so bright and chipper and cheerful. The lady was so bright. She was just kind and loving. I mean, she was just as sweet as Christmas pudding. And she writes the report a month later and completely stabbed us in the back, twisted everything out of proportion. Her only statement that she could make is, well, this little girl appears to be well-adjusted, and she appears to be normal. But surrounded by that were pages and pages and pages against our Christianity, how we teach absolutes and what's wrong with us, and, you know, all of this.
Oh, yeah, all over the country they take people's children because they're Christian, and they say that it's a cult. As Janet Reno said on 60 Minutes over a decade ago, she said, if you believe in the second coming of Christ, you are a cult member.
Right, and that's the bottom line. And that's why, even for homeschooling, it's not about academics or whether you're socialized well. Everybody knows homeschoolers do incredibly well. I mean, I had never had a problem getting a job. Now I run my own business. And it's not about socialization. It's about we teach absolutes. We teach that there's right and wrong.
The high schools, especially in Dallas, when I moved here for the last couple of years of high school, was way more wild than college. I mean, it was drugs everywhere, and I wasn't into drugs, but they were just everywhere. It was sex everywhere. It was materialism. I mean, I would never put my children in public school after what I witnessed. And they're just horrible. They're absolutely bottom of the barrel, horrible. And I went to a middle-class high school. I mean, I can't imagine. I taught people that have gone to this high school in New York and places being robbed, being beat up. You know, you hear the stories, people like Howard Stern tells of being beat up every week at school and people taking his lunch money. I mean, that's what goes on. And then if you're not a wimp, you end up fighting back, and then you go to jail for it. I mean, I remember many times somebody would attack me in the parking lot or at an event, and I'd fight back, and the cops pull up, and the other guy's, you know, knocked out on the ground with blood coming out their nose, and the cops go, well, you're going to jail, and then you have to get witnesses and go through the court process. I mean, it's horrible. It's horrible. And, like I said, when I was 11, 12, 13, getting beat up all the time, when I started fighting back, which is the only thing you can do, then you go to jail for it. I never got convicted of anything because my dad had some money to get lawyers, but cops a lot of times wouldn't care. They'd say, yeah, this guy attacked Alex. You know, there's five witnesses. They're like, we don't care. You're going to jail. Now, one time, some 25-year-old ex-con who the police knew and didn't like started a fight at a house party with me. And, I mean, I was fighting for my life, and I beat him bad because he was beating me up bad. I mean, I hurt him fierce. And when they were loading him in the ambulance, they said, we need to take you to the hospital, too, or I have to take you to jail. I'm like, well, I'm beat up a little bit. And they said, you got to go. okay, or you're going to go to jail, you understand? So they, at least in that one case, the cops acted properly because the witnesses told them what happened.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Okay, I will continue with the callers that are patiently holding and get more into Obama's announcement of all these big tax increases he's going to push, which will do nothing to reduce the deficit. You've got to uncouple from the private Federal Reserve, the dollar devaluation, and the thousand-plus trillion that they've gotten our nation to sign on to. Martin, Charles, Josh, Chris, your calls are coming up, but I wanted to hit some financial news. Gold gains 1.2 closes in on record high. Gold raises 1% as silver surges on weak dollar. That's Reuters. Strong dollar downbeat. Data keep gold steady. Wall Street Journal. Gold silver prices pop as stocks sag. Those are just some of the headlines today. Here's Market Watch. Gold up 1.2%. Closing in on record high. Here's another one out of Reuters. Gold raises over 1%, and silver surged on Thursday as a combination of dollar weakness, inflation worries, and renewable Greek sovereign debt worries lifted bullion to below $5 in its record high. And by the way, Tim was in here with my Red Book. I finally got a new copy of it. We asked Tim to bring me the Red Book because it was in here yesterday, and I wanted to cover it today, and it's been taken. A coin book, because I'm trying to really learn more about this myself because I get so many questions from listeners. But I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up here to talk about what's happening in the market. We've got the BRIC group, China, India, Russia, Brazil, and others saying end the dollar hegemony. We've got over the weekend at Bretton Woods, too, in New Hampshire. We've got Soros saying the dollar is already being phased down and is no longer the world reserve currency. I had a big McClatchy / London Guardian reporter and PhD economist on. He was thinking this is a good idea, thinking it'll bring back more manufacturing as the dollar lowers. But these countries are already so far below us with their currency value, I don't see that happening. And many economists agree with me on that front. I wanted to get your take on that. But I wanted to get today's offer out of the way because I didn't have a chance to talk to you a lot before you came on during the break. I just knew I wanted to get you back on today. You've been running some radio specials on gold francs out of Europe, on British sovereigns, out of, obviously, England. You've been running a lot of these. Just don't worry about the book. It's fine. Just forget it, all right? Just don't worry about it, if he's gone or whatever. And going over all of this, there's so many different coins. There's numismatic versus bullion versus all of this. All I know is that when I try to go out and buy a modern silver dollar or an old silver dollar, U.S. silver dollar, they're always now between $40 and $45 a piece. And I get a lot of emails and calls on air asking me the differences, asking me what a franc is, if it's French or if it's Swiss, what's a British sovereign, what's a good deal on these. And I know people can always buy a copy of the Red Book. It's like the Kelly Blue Book for cars, but that only comes out once a year, and with gold and silver racing up, you can't tell. But soon I want to get you up for a full hour to really go over this when I have my Red Book with me. I want to get you on to really break all this down. But explain to me numismatic versus not numismatic bullion. Explain to me, say, a silver dollar from 1918 put out by the U.S. Mint versus what a silver dollar is today. And then I want to go over some of these specials because I think a lot of people can't even believe how good the deal was when you were offering a silver dollar for $31 with shipping with a $20 Creature from Jekyll Island book. I think people couldn't even understand three silver dollars with three of my best-selling DVDs and free shipping for $110. Now, I believe that is going up now. Because those silver dollars on record are selling for $40-something, you're selling them for $31 with free films and all the rest of it. So break down some of the basics. If you had 3 minutes talking to the Rotary Club to explain the basic facts of gold and silver coins that are just going up and up and up, what would you say to them?
Well, I mean, for starters, you have a lot of good questions because you're talking about numismatic bullion. What is the difference? You know, why an older coin versus a newer coin? This type of thing. You know, back when the original currency bill came out, with the Coinage Act of 1792, at that time, the continental currency was falling apart, and what the United States adopted for money was the silver dollar. And the silver dollar was something that came from Spain, not from Britain. And it certainly had nothing to do with the troy ounce that we're looking at now. It has 0.78 ounces of troy ounces of silver in it. And it's 90% silver and it's 10% copper. And the copper is there to harden the coin so you can carry it in your pocket so it wouldn't wear out. So you actually have some value in copper and you have some value in silver. So the silver dollar.
So that's a circulation coin. It's got some other metal in it, so it's not soft.
Exactly, because if you carried a 999 fine silver coin in your pocket and used it as coinage, it would be worn flat so fast as it was. The copper coins did that too. The coins with copper in them, but they lasted a lot longer. And that's
okay. So what are those silver coins, and what are their issuance periods? Some of the ones I get from you are 1890s, 1920s. Explain to me what those are and what their current market value is, what they're selling for if somebody looks up that coin.
Well, they're going to be trading just a little bit above $40 a piece, or about $40 to $41, and that would be an older Morgan silver dollar, a piece dollar, And the neat part about that is that it doesn't have all the attachments to it, like the 60-45 ruling, revenue ruling requires that silver bars. You have to get Social Security numbers when you sell them, this type of thing. So it does have this sort of numismatic aura to it. But the neat part about it is, like you explained it last time you were on air without me, is that some of these coins in the modern age, the U.S. Silver Eagle, for example, the premiums have shot up so much that you actually get more silver for the dollar if you buy the old pre-1964 coins like the dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces. And that's because of the fact that for some reason the public is ignoring those, even though there's a finite supply, and the U.S. Mint can't keep up with the U.S. Silver Eagles, so the premium over spot is just simply in the wholesale market. You can't get them.
So what you're saying is, on average, you pay more for the modern 999, and that's where I get confused between all these, because I've got them both, than for these old semi-numismatic silver coins.
That is exactly right.
But when I look on eBay, the old silver dollars are like $44, $45. You're saying a good deal on one is $41.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because I buy them in bulk, and a lot of people, by the time you buy something on eBay and you get shipping and you're dealing with onesie-twosie type items, you just can't get the discounts you can like I am. I mean, the last order I placed for silver in the marketplace was well over $1 million. And, you know, so I'm dealing with these wholesalers, and I'm like, you know, I have to chisel them down, and, you know, it's like a fight all the time, you know, and nobody wants to be short or naked in the marketplace right now because the market's running up. I mean, take a look at what silver and gold are doing even today. Silver and gold have hit a peak that has never been seen before. Silver hit a high today of 41.80. Gold hit a high of 1475.40, and I can understand why people get confused and mixed up, because there's a lot of silver rounds in the marketplace right now that are made by private mints that make duplicates of the old Morgan dollar and the Peace dollar, and they stamp 999 fine on there and 1 ounce. In addition to this, there's a lot of people that like to call the silver eagle a silver dollar, which it just is not.
Yeah, that's what I tend to do, and I'm trying to learn all this. I mean, I've been studying it for years, but it's so complex. Like, I have the Red Book here. The one I was able to find is this year. I mean, here's an example. Some of the silver coins I bought over the years look just like these, but I didn't even look up the value of them when I got them because I was getting them at near spot. But I'm looking at silver dollars issued here, you know, that it's saying it's worth $1,700, $4,100. You know, flip the page. They've got 1843 ones. You know, the EF40s, $375. I'm looking at Variety 2 reduced diameter, 1838 motto removed, you know, $4,000, MS63. I mean, I can't even, and some of the silver dollars I get from you even look like these, but you're saying they're worth $41 and you were selling them at $31 because you bought them when silver was a lot lower because it's run up so fast. I'm looking at 1940 silver quarters that it says are worth $425. And this is the kind of stuff you can find still in circulation. People just don't know, kind of those coin hounds. So this is a whole area people need to get a Red Book and get knowledgeable, because quite frankly, I've read the Red Book over and over again, and it still just turns into a giant maze. You've got to just know how to look these up. That's why bullion is such a good thing to buy, whether it's modern or whether it's old. That's why it's good to get these semi-numismatic, you know, meaning they have some collector value, but they're right at spot price or lower, because you know that you're getting a good deal. But I mean, Ted, explain to me the incredible values of just pennies and quarters and things in here as well.
I mean, let's just put it this way. If we take a look at the dimes, which is a great example, because you can just take a dime today and compare it to what a dime is back pre-1964, which some people will call numismatic. A pre-1964 dime right now is at, for a thousand of them, it's $3,032. Or for to break it down, you're going to pay $3 per dime. You know, so what's happening is the value of a dime is just losing purchasing power, the copper dime against the silver dime.
But in here, there are some dimes that are worth thousands. What are those, limited editions?
Yeah, exactly. You're talking about, is it a rare date? Is it a rare mint mark? Has the coin been worn or used at all?
Let me ask you another question. I bought silver dollars from you because I'll just find out what's a good deal here every few months and buy a few of these, a few of those. I've got silver dollars that I bought at whatever spot was at the time from you, that, and I'll show folks a document cam shot, that have an eagle and a face and years just like this one I'm looking at. And it's called, this one is called a 1878 double tail feathers, 3,575. So let's say 5-6 years ago, I bought one of these from you for $12 a piece. And it looks just like it, and it's the similar years, but I paid $12 or whatever spot was at the time. How can one of these coins be 3,575? Is that they put out a limited edition of double tail feathers? Just the tail feathers are different, so it has a collector value.
Right, exactly. It's a different type. The die was designed differently than the normal Morgan silver dollar at that time. So if you happen to get into that particular vintage and you have a coin that is of the quality, then you can get quite a premium for them.
Now, and to be specific, if people want numismatic and extremely numismatic coins, you do have some of those. You just mainly are promoting bullion, correct?
That's right, because I think the economy is falling apart, and I think it's more important that people get more gold and silver in their hand and not rare collector pieces that carry a big premium.
But, Ted, I've talked to really wealthy people who tell me, Alex, the real way people who are really wealthy save things is they get real art that people don't know how valuable it is, small paintings, or they get collector coins that they know they got a good deal on, because there are, gold coins, silver coins. One guy explained it to me and pulled it up online. There are some pennies that are worth $1 million a piece that you could sell in any country, and you could go right through an airport, and they wouldn't know you had $10 million in your pocket with 10 pennies.
Yep, that's right. That's right, exactly right. And to have old rarities like that, there's a value there. There's grading surfaces. There's a market for them. It's liquid. It's a good way to go for the average guy that's looking at surviving this crisis that we have coming on. I would suggest that you stick closer to melt value if you have a lot of extra money and you want to try buying some of these collector coins. Absolutely, we carry them, but I would suggest if you're going to get started, I would set up what I call a core position. And a great way to get into that core position is to buy these old survival bags. And when I said 3 dimes to 1, it's not. It's 30 dimes to 1. That's how much the value of the currency has gone down. And, so you can get these older dimes, and you actually get to buy the older dimes price per ounce on a silver content for less than what you would pay for a current U.S. Silver Eagle, because the market has gone so high on those. In addition to this, the supply it's dried up. It's not even hardly available. It's surprising to me that I could even buy old junk bags. I mean, the Pittman Act back in 1980, they melted most everything off, the silver dollars and everything. So the little
it's
bit
just the dimes that slipped through or got kept in the attic that then get sold into the market. Now, Ted, we're almost out of time here, but explain to me, okay, what is a, say, 1932, because I know I've got a little group of those in the 1930s, British sovereign. Now, I bought those from you at spot prices, but then I went and looked them up, and the very coins I have higher prices listed because they do have a numismatic value, but then you're able, I guess, to get them at bullion prices, so you sell them at bullion prices. But what is, say, in good condition, 1933, I know it's at the top of your head, British sovereign, with the Queen of England on it.
Right now,
or I guess that has a king on it.
Currently, right now, 399. It's just under 400. Of course, I have that on a special right now. Actually, the price is over 400 on my website. That's because the market's gone up. I've held the prices back just like I usually do when I come.
And is that a fifth of an ounce? How much is in one of those?
It's just under a fifth of an ounce. And off the top of my head, let's see if I can just pull it up here real quick. I'll tell you what exactly the weight.
The point is they can call the brokers and find all this out. That's why they need to call them to get the specifics. Now, let's get back to the big, big special that everybody loves. I haven't asked you in the 1 minute I had before you went live. What is the price now of the three silver dollars? That's the right name for them?
Yeah, they're silver dollars. They're real silver dollars. I mean, these are the constitutional silver dollars that we used to be able to exchange our silver certificates for.
Okay, so you've got the silver dollars that you're saying in the market normally sell right now about $41. I looked it up. They're actually more than that, but you're lowballing it. You've got three of these, three of my films, and free shipping. How much is it?
It's $115 delivered right now. I raised it $5 because I had to. But that's
okay. In the market, three of these, 40, 40, 40. That would be $120. So there's a discount there, then the free shipping, then the three films, $60 value. That is an extremely good deal on those.
It is, absolutely. I mean, right now there's no way I could sell you one for the price of one of these. That's $38 for one. And now you're getting the videos along with it, plus also it covers the postage to you. Alex, I lose money on these deals. I mean, I'm just, you know, I don't want to stop people from getting your films. You know, there's just so many people that are taking advantage of this. In addition to this, now everybody that ordered even a week ago is looking at silver, knowing that they just secured away, you know, silver, and it's up higher in price now. And I don't think that's going to end. I mean, we are seeing the consequences of Washington, D.C. running a printing press like nobody's business, and the Federal Reserve meddling with the economy, bailing out everybody in the entire world, us entering into a new war. I mean, there's just so much going on right now.
Well, Ted, let me give people the toll-free number. It's 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237 is the toll-free number to call, and the brokers, they're the experts. They can answer all your questions. If you want collector coins, they got them. If you want modern bullion, if you want older bullion, if you want buffaloes, if you want all of those coins, they're there, 800-686-2237. But the radio specials, I go to Ted and I say, what is the absolute best deal? That's what we offer here. It's what I think is the best deal. And Ted agrees with me, and he's the real expert, so I go with him. These are the best deals. 800-686-2237. And while you're at it, Ted, you've still got Red Books and Stalkers. You sell out of those.
Well, I'm sold out, but I'll get more. Ask if you want them.
800-686-2237. More calls straight ahead.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Thank you.
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's rampage through some quick calls here. Martin in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today, sir?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for being so diligent throughout the years. First, I got a few points to bring up and a couple quick questions. I'll try to make it fast. First thing is, besides the aspartame, I don't know if you know about the acesulfame and the phenylalanine that's in a lot of the food products, especially the gums and the diet drink.
Yes, very bad for you. I've got CBS News and CNN admitting that they're allowed to put silicone in many products, including Chicken McNuggets.
Yes, definitely. That's what helped me with getting my kids completely organic. Some of the health problems that those other products cause. Another thing, I won't mention the other radio show, but somebody brought up the fact about HARP over when all the birds over Arkansas fell out of the sky, and they got proof that with the ripple in the sky and the clouds. I'm an avid fisherman down here in South Florida, and we have something that's called mackerel skies, and it's due to the ripple when the fronts come through, it makes the mackerels jump up, and or get active, I should say, or bite. The skies, they chemtrail down here quite a bit. My kids notice it. They know the bad chemicals and all this. And there's proof that they were using the HARP. And if you think about it, what else would make all these birds drop out of the sky at one time?
Well, there's also a poison called Starlingside that we saw at the time. But the way everybody reported the birds basically all fell at once and their insides were pulverized, the state veterinarians and then locals also tested them and did not find the starling side. There were some mass bird die-offs last year that were connected to that, even though its use is reportedly restricted. So who knows? Who knows? A big mystery. I think it's hard to say 100% we know HARP did it. I saw some of the radar images of this big red cell right over it, but that could also have been an intense storm. I don't know. Now, there's so many things I can't really speculate on, but thank you, Martin. Charles in Detroit, you're on the air. Welcome, Charles. Just dropped off. I wanted to hear what they had to say about the CPS SWAT teaming. Josh in Arkansas, you're on the air. Hey, Josh. Okay, when it rains, it pours. Chris in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
I'm here, Alex.
Welcome.
Good to speak to you, my friend, again. A couple ideas for you. First of all, I have an eBay store, and at the top of every one of my listings, I have a dose of truth, Infowars.com. And my postings are seen by 100 to 300 people a piece, so that's
cool. Listen, every person you reach with the message of liberty is incalculable in the aggregate when everybody's doing it. A lot of folks write on the Federal Reserve notes. A lot of people, you know, put stickers on their cars. A lot of people start their own blog or website. We also have this little widget at the bottom of Infowars.com where you can just place a player on your site, and we've got different sizes of it, where people can see it. No, I'm going to check out that radio show. I mean, but again, I'm not the end-all be-all. It's just all of us in an effort against tyranny.
Put the same thing on my postings on bulletin boards, and also my signature on text. And that's a couple of, just an idea for new people that are trying to figure out something they can do. And another thing we can do, I saw the success of the Google bomb yesterday. We have similar tastes in music, and a song I think you've overlooked is Talking About a Revolution by Tracy Chapman. And maybe if we could start a YouTube bomb type thing, make that the number one song on a video on YouTube, Talking About a Revolution by Tracy Chapman. It's a 20-year-old song, classic.
Well, I'm out of time, but that's a great idea, and I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, and I'm sorry to the other callers. I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. The retransmission's coming up where I break down Obama's speech and all these new tax increases they're announcing, and will this fix the deficit? Well, I break it down. It absolutely will not. It'll give the bankers more power. They're the problem. Their fractional reserve banking system. By the way, we did make one of the search terms number one, but they censored, it looks like, the TSA terms. We're going with a very simple TSA search term today. Let's make it number one. Don't forget to Google bomb TSA lies. TSA lies. TSA lies. TSA lies.
Thank you for listening.
Did I say TSA lies?
Visit GCNLive.com today.